The racing resumes. Good morning with a KUAC UConn Quest update. I'm Dan Bross. Leader and defending Quest champion Brent Sass got back on the trail out of Dawson City before 6 last night, followed about an hour later by Michelle Phillips, with 3rd and 4th place mushers Cody Strath and 3-time past champ Alan Moore another 6-plus hours back. Meanwhile, the final miles into Dawson were sketchy for 9th place musher Richie Beatty. KUAC's Lex Trinan reports.
Emily Rosenblatt has put a lot into the Quest, even though she's not racing. She's married to Richie Beatty, who's making a comeback to the UConn Quest this year. Waiting at the midway point in Dawson City, Rosenblatt explains that while it's been difficult for Beatty out on the trail, she's had her own logistical struggles. It started with a broken car near Salcha when she and her dad, who's helping hand off for Beatty, couldn't shift the car out of first gear. They called a mechanic friend for help, but it was no use.
So we limped the truck back at 20 miles an hour to a friend's place in Salcha, get a ride to town, pick up a U-Haul, because you know you're just like thinking like, adrenaline, what do I have to do to get to Dawson?
A frantic Facebook call-out results in a borrowed dog trailer from Lance Mackey, but coming towards Togue sometime after midnight.
2 o'clock in the morning, and you're starting to get a little sleepy, all of a sudden I see sparks flying up behind me and a horrible loud noise. And the ball hitch on the truck literally snapped in half and the trailer detached, and we were on a steady decline. So, you know, it's still moving towards me, but it stopped. So I stopped, pull over. So they say it's 12 hours to Dawson, but it definitely took us 20 hours to get here through crazy roads and snow and everything. But we made it.
They hit rock bottom, she says.
It couldn't get worse than this at this point. So, yeah.
No, don't say that yet.
Okay. Let's hope. Knock on wood.
Around the corner, a dog team appears. It's Richie's team, but Beatty isn't on the sled. A man that nobody recognizes jumps off the runners. Rosenblatt's face drains of color as he calls out for help. Confused onlookers start to murmur.
Maybe we should get his handler to
take
them. Yeah, you, okay.
I'm his wife and
handler. I'm Kyla. So. Nice to meet you. Sorry it's like this.
Where is he?
We don't know.
The race marshals called from inside the checkpoint across the street where he had been in a meeting about trail conditions. Hatless and gloveless in 0 degree temperatures, he jumps on a snow machine, revs it, and zips off up the river where Beatty could be lying anywhere on the snow. In the finish chute, the dogs start to get nervous despite Rosenblatt's comforting. An official tried to comfort her, reminding her that another musher appeared shortly behind Beatty on the race tracker. Surely he'll pick up a musher who's fallen from the sled.
Like, literally, Rob's gonna be here any minute.
After endless minutes of waiting, that team arrives. But it's just Rob Cook on the sled. Next to him, though, just outside the finish chute, the race marshal zips in with Beatty and back. He's safe, though clearly exhausted. Meanwhile, in the finish shoot, Rob Cook explains what happened from his perspective as he and his team chugged down the Yukon River.
There was a guy walking down the trail and it was freaking the dogs out, and I was getting ready to really start shouting at him because he wouldn't move. And then he crossed the trail and he turned around, and I recognized it was him. And so I said, what's happened? He said his dog team had just taken off. So I said, you know, just got him to jump on. So we just shared the runners.
And Cook said that he could relate.
Like, I had similar situations last night. I was really struggling last night coming into Clinton Creek to stay awake, so I understand.
Just before the finish line, they ran into the race marshal on his snow machine, who brought Beatty to the finish. Even he was confused about what had happened out on the trail.
Well, a little while ago, I woke up and I was sitting on my sled and the team was laying in the trail. I have no idea how long I was there.
Luckily for him, though, the dogs were just fine.
They're great. They were, like, barking when they came in.
After clearing the gear check and showing a passport, Beatty and Rosenblatt jump on the runners of the sled and head off towards the checkpoint, holding each other around the waist as they go. It's a reminder that yes, things always could be worse. Reporting on the Yukon Quest Trail in Dawson City, I'm Lex Trinan.
And I'm Dan Bross in Fairbanks.
KUAC coverage of the 2020 Yukon Quest is made possible by Smart Automotive, Radiology Consultants, Golden Heart Emergency Physicians, Kinross, Fort Knox, North Pole Veterinary Hospital, Shannon and Wilson, Sipping Streams Tea Company, Water Wagon, Warblow's Air, and Beaver Sports, proud sponsors of KUAC.